Los Angeles has its fair share of Puerto Rican and Cuban spots, but where do you go if you're hungering for a taste of dishes from the Dominican Republic? Writer and ever-curious eater Bill Esparza returns with a look at a restaurant, a food truck, and two pop-ups in and around Los Angeles that showcase the cuisine. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Evan. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you back. Tell us a little bit about the Dominican culture here in LA. How fast is the Dominican population growing in LA?
Well, although it's still a small population, it is the fastest growing, you know, what they say, Hispanic population in California.
I'm curious, are the Dominicans who are coming to LA, this increase in population, do you know, are they coming directly from the Dominican Republic or are they moving from other parts of the U.S. where there have long been larger Dominican populations?
A lot of them are coming from New York. You know, when I was out visiting the Caribbean cuisine food truck, there were some that were saying they're about to move here from New York. And Ilonka, the chef and owner of Caribbean cuisine, she said, it's getting too crowded in New York, so they're all coming out here.
So interesting. So what's the learning curve for Angelenos who are more familiar with Mexican and Central American flavors?
Well, I think for me, one of the things that strikes me about Dominican cuisine, they do all these combinations, you know, where I think Mexican food tends to be a little formal in terms of how we use beans and rice, but they are just like mixing and matching all these wonderful bean and rice dishes and also moros, the beans and rice together, and changing it up with their orders, with their different stews. They have a lot of stew dishes, but it makes for a real flavorful meal. You know, you have really tasty beans, really tasty rice, a stew, and then, you know, a potato salad on the side, and you can kind of make your own combo.
Well, that sounds so good. So who can we find at the wheel of the Caribbean cuisine food truck? What's your background and where is it typically parked?
So Ilonka, you might have heard of Ilonka before. For a while, she was sort of the only game in town. I know we've had Dominican restaurants come and go over the years, but she first came out in the Camagüey market many years ago. And then she was in some bakery, and then she was in another space and another space. And finally, she has a food truck in Mid-City.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I understand that the menu gets a daily refresh. What staple dishes can you recommend?
Definitely anything guisado. And that's where you're going to get the flavor of the Dominican sofrito, their blend of peppers and spices and culantro that they is the base of their cooking. And then, you know, what Ilonka does is she changes the beans and rice dishes every day because she's got a lot of regulars. But, you know, she also has now every day Tres Golpes, which is the national Dominican breakfast of mangú, the mashed plantains cooked in butter that comes with fried eggs, Dominican salami, and fried cheese. She has that every day. She's got a few savories, pastelitos, which are like empanadas, a nice chinola, passion fruit juice, different stews. And then there's also pica pollo, which is like a fried chicken skin.
Hmm. Wow. So good. So who operates El Bacano in the San Fernando Valley?
Diani Santana and her brother, Jonathan Santana. Diani's the chef and her brother is front of the house and also, you know, helping her run the business. But they actually have a restaurant background and they've been at this for a while. And they really came here to Los Angeles with the specific purpose of opening a Dominican restaurant. They were up in Anchorage, Alaska before.
Wow. And is it a brick and mortar?
Yes, it is currently the only brick and mortar that's a Dominican restaurant in Los Angeles.
Fantastic. And I understand they're relying on their grandmother's original recipes.
Yes. And it's really, you know, they're showing their background. You know, they've been in restaurants and the plating and everything is very, you know, almost contemporary. It's very beautiful. It's a great presentation of the cuisine.
And what should we order here?
You know, everybody loves I want to see. Doesn't everybody love Orange Julius?
Oh God, I miss Orange Julius.
Well, we all love Orange Julius, and yes, we miss Orange Julius. So the Morir Soñando, which is to die dreaming, is a sweet milk and orange juice that's so popular in the Dominican Republic. And so you got to get that. This is also the only restaurant in town you're going to find one of the iconic street food dishes from República Dominicana, which is the Chimi Burger, which is a beef patty with slaw on it. That's, you're going to find it, you know, you would find it street stands all over the Dominican Republic. And at all these restaurants, another term that's used for these different kind of combo plates is just bandera, which is, you know, meat, rice, and beans. So, you know, you're always getting the Dominican flag in a lot of these dishes. It's a meat with rice and beans. And I think when you get into Central America and the Caribbean and even South America, rice and beans become so much more flavorful, and they become a main dish where they're not a main dish in Mexico. They're more of a side dish in most of the cuisines. But here, it's a main dish.
And I understand that there are also two Dominican pop-ups. What are they and where are they?
Well, you have the Dominicans, which is in downtown LA. The Dominicans has a short menu. I think you can get his food on DoorDash. He'll just have a couple of items each day. And again, you're going to have different guisados, guisada dishes, carne guisada, pollo guisado. And then you have El Coro Cafe, which translates to the hangout. And what I like about that spot is he's bringing some of the fun comfort dishes that you would only find in New York, like Dominican lasagna and also Dominican spaghetti, which incorporates some of the Dominican salami and longaniza into the spaghetti.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Evan.
That was writer Bill Esparza. For a link to his Eater LA story about the moment Dominican food is having in Los Angeles, head to kcrw.com/goodfood. In a minute, sure, you know about sake, but what about shochu? At 24% ABV, it's great over ice with a spritz of lemon or mixed into a low-alcohol cocktail. We've got everything you need to know about the Japanese spirit next.